My name is Ariana McKnight, and I am a Level 3 Culinary Arts student, and I'm also a junior Academic Studio student here at NOCA.
My name is Kwana Bourgeois. I am 16 years old. I attend Warren Easton Charter High School, and I attend NOCA as well.
My name is Landry Duchesne, and I go to NOCA full-time, and I'm a Culinary Level 2 student. I was in a local contest for Emeril Lagasse Foundation, which is named Dish That Makes a Difference.
My name is Dana Danzi Tui. I am the founding department chair of the Culinary Arts Studio. These are things they have done all on their own. They've had to research, they've had to write shopping lists, they've had to do their budgeting, they've had to do absolutely everything connected to this dish. So I cannot wait to see these dishes come out, and to see the judges' reactions is going to be just amazing.
What I have prepared today for you is a fried lemon parsley soft shell crab with a seafood herb pasta. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for stuff that I'd enjoy eating if I went out to a restaurant, or if I'd send it back. And so far, I wouldn't send any of this back, so it's pretty good.
We'd have to change up the plating, probably. But the general, we'd probably go with the overall intent of the dish, the flavors, the freshness of it. Some of these guys cook better than my guys.
I was just scared to talk to the chefs and hear their feedback, because we're learning how to take criticism good, and I'm really not good with criticism. Like, I don't like hearing bad things. I like hearing good things.
Well, it's really delicious. I could see this working on a lot of different types of menus around New Orleans. Definitely has an identifiable connection to New Orleans. But the treatment that she chose here is also unique. So it's familiar but contemporary, and that seems to fit pretty well with what diners are looking for today.
So my dish was Bebert seared drum with a mango relish and peri-peri shrimp and strawberry glazed okra. For the Bebert seasoning, like, I choose that because, like, it had, like, a lot of things that related to, like, New Orleans. So, like, fenugreek and, like, really spice and, like, garlic and, like, that pow kind of thing just come out really good.
You're really into it.
Yeah.
You really like food.
I really like it. Yes.
We are doing regions in NOCA right now, and so we recently just left India, and I loved India because of the spices, and I like hot food, so that's why I picked India to inspire my dish.
I'm nervous.
I think that anybody who wins deserves it, and we all are very
good. We all really worked hard today and throughout the whole week.
And we all supported each other
through it all. Because we're all best friends at the end of the day.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter really who wins.
Because I'm going to be that by that person's side no matter what.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So let the best man win.
The most points was attained by Ariana.
Whoever knew that my recipe will, like, be developed in so many restaurants around New Orleans, and I would never think that would be, but it is. Like, I have to actually process this in my brain. I'm like, is this going to happen? After today, maybe I'm going to cook the dish for my mom. Like, I've been talking to her about it. Like, she's really chill about it. She's like, yes, Ari, I support you. That's my nickname, by the way. And, like, once the restaurants have, like, my recipe in there, I may, like, go to some restaurants or maybe all of them.
You know, it's always a great feeling when chefs kind of go, oh, my gosh, how did they think of this? And that's what really gets them going as well. Because as a chef, you kind of go, wow, I thought of something that nobody else did. They just did great.